Unlocking the Secret World of the Snowy Owl. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Snowy owls spend their summers in the Arctic. Sometimes they fly south in the winter in big migrations called eruptions. In a typical year, we might end up with a few dozen snowy owls in the Great Lakes region. Last year was a mega eruption, a really rare event. Snowy owls came south by the thousands. Some birds got all the way down to Florida and Bermuda.
This winter, we're seeing a sort of a secondary eruption. It's an order of magnitude lower than it was last year, but it's still a really impressive eruption.
That's Scott Weidensall. He's one of the founders of Project Snowstorm. It's a group of owl experts who are raising money to track the owls. Weidensall says this year there are hundreds of owls hanging out in the western Great Lakes region.
Snowy owls are just blanketing Michigan this winter. They're in open farm country in the Lower Peninsula. They're along the edges of the lakes. They're up in the UP.
He says snowy owls breed in one of the most remote parts of the planet. But scientists know more about what they do way up in the Arctic than when they're visiting us here. And this is where Project Snowstorm comes in.
The owls are not as mellow as other birds. They tend to bite a lot.
Aaron Bowden is a wildlife biologist. He's wearing thick gloves and holding on to a fluffy white male owl. Bowden caught him the day before at the Gerald R. Ford Airport in Grand Rapids. They're calling this guy Alma because Alma College bought the transmitter. Alma is the first owl in Michigan to be fitted with a satellite tag.
Did you grab the band number?
It's 1088.
Bowden is helping biologist Brian Washburn weigh and measure the owl. And then Washburn holds up a couple of thin brown ribbons.
We built harnesses out of a Teflon-infused ribbon. So it's very strong. Can stay on the bird for several years and eventually will come off.
He fits the harness snugly around Alma's body and sews it together with braided fishing line. Alma chomps down hard on Washburn's gloved hand as he does this.
All right, buddy. I know you're really tired of this, aren't you?
They attach the satellite transmitter to Alma's back, and Aaron Bowden puts Alma into a special cage in his truck. In a little while, he'll release him.
From here on out, at least with this one, we can see where he goes. If he goes back to the same airport, we'll know that. They have an affinity for airports, which we do know, and that's because it provides a similar type of habitat to what they're familiar with up in the tundra. They're wide open spaces.
Last year, Project Snowstorm tagged 22 owls. Scott Weidensall says the GPS part of the transmitter can log the owl's location every half an hour, and anybody can go to the Project Snowstorm website and see what the owls are up to.
Some of the birds that we tagged last winter that then went up into the subarctic for the winter and have come back down south again, you know, you can actually follow them up into, you know, Hudson Bay or, you know, the Davis Strait and see how they were riding on icebergs or ice floes that were being curlicued around by the tides and the wind.
He says they especially want to know what the owls are up to when they're here in the U.S. And this brings us back to Alma the owl. He got a ride to Waterloo Recreation Area where he's going to be released. The biologists check him out and make sure his transmitter is working.
And we're ready?
I think we're ready.
All right.
Come on.
Then we walk up a hill to a wide-open clearing.
Ready? Good? All right. We'll let him go now. There he goes.
Alma rockets away from us and glides over the trees. Since he was released, Alma's been sticking to open country and sitting on barn roofs. Project Snowstorm protects the tagged owls by posting their locations with a few days' delay. That's so people won't harass the owls. You can learn more on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.